In 1967, Israel went to war. Israel had the Six-Day War, and they got the Kotel back. From 48 to 67, they didn't have any access to the Kotel. And now in 1967, they got the Kotel back. This Rabbi Grossman was a young man, living young Me'ah She'arim. There's no place on the planet that's more sheltered than Me'ah She'arim. He's living in Me'ah She'arim, and he says, here's my chance. It was around Shavuot, maybe it was Shavuot itself. We went to the Kotel, he says. I'm standing at the Kotel and I'm crying. I can't believe the gift Hashem just gave the Jewish people. He gave us back the Kotel. He says, so as I'm standing at the Kotel, I said, Hashem, I need to do something for you. He said, what can I do for you? He says, what's the number one thing in the world Hashem cares about most? His children. He says, I have to find a way to help your children. He says, here's what I'm going to try to do. Let me find the worst town in the entire country. I'm going to find the worst town. The name of the town is Migdal Emek. He says, I'm going to go to that town. I'm going to move in and I'm going to see how I can help. Now, again, if you know anything about Israel, Me'ah She'arim and the worst town in Israel have nothing to do with each other. You can't be more further apart. You can't be more distant in mentality. So he gets to this place, Migdal Emek. He arrives there and goes into the shul. He says, okay, where are the young men? They said, the young men, there's no young men here. They're at the disco. He's like, well, there's a yeshiva called Yeshiva Disco? I never knew that. He says, let me go to the yeshiva. He goes into where he finds out the disco is, again, a rabbi in his 20s from Me'ah She'arim. Picture Me'ah She'arim. Walks into the disco. I don't know what happened at that point. I know that that man walked into the disco with no skill set officially, no training, just walked in a rabbi with a heart. And today, 40,000 students have gone to his yeshiva. 40,000 boys. He said to us, there are two towns on the planet that are completely Shomer Shabbat. Bnei Brak and Migdal Emek. He says crime has gone down almost 100% because in this area, when I got started, the crime was the highest. The drugs, the alcohol, the abuse, all of the crazy things, the stealing, the rot was the worst in the country. What'd he do? If he would have come to me 1967, the day after Shavuot, and he would have said to me, you know, I want to help Hashem's children. I would have said, find six kids in Me'ah She'arim and learn with them. Teach them some Gemara. That's what you know how to do. If he would have told me, now I'm going to go to the north of Israel, plant myself in some random town. I'm going to walk into a disco. I'm like, you don't even know what to say. You don't speak their language. They look at you like you're an alien. What are you going to do? How are you going to even try? What's the point? Easily, I would have sat him down and said, nah, don't waste your time. But he moved in. And once he moved in, things started to happen. All of a sudden, he's talking to one boy, and the boy said, you know, my brother's in jail. He says, your brother is my brother, because we're both Jews. He goes to visit the boy's brother in jail. Now he has systems of learning in jails all over Israel, because started with that one boy. 40,000 people have gone to his institution and come out completely different. How do you go from walking into a disco with no clue what to say to 40,000 people later? How do you do it? The answer is you build a ladder and let Hashem figure out how you get to heaven.